Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read, Season 3, Episode 2, baby.
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Sorry, Tom was stuck on the wrong setting there. Yeah, fucking hell. This week, what are we talking about? Fucking Buffy.
Fucking Buffy.
Buffy.
Fucking Buffy. Yes.
Yeah.
Episode 3, which is called Witch, which was...
Witch, a witch, a something something switch. She'd ride on a broomstick. She's such a bitch. And then a titch.
Marsh.
And it sounds kind of harsh. He's planting lots of gardens. What was it? Fucking marsh and harsh. It's looking kind of harsh.
Used harsh.
Fuck. Harsh marsh.
Mustache.
He's planting lots of gardens, twirling his mustache. Oh, what a witty. And then what happens? Oh, there's something, something this.
For more gems like that, you can visit our Patreon.
Yeah, fucking hell. Wizard of Oz, comma, Buffy.
Yes.
Question mark?
Or you like writing code?
No, just asking her if she'd like to watch it. Oh, God.
Nice. But yes, I think this episode was my favorite of the four that I watched in quick succession.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. You agree that it's my favorite?
Yes. I think your opinion, Tom, is right today. No, it was one I liked the most out of the four as well.
Yeah.
The next one I thought... It's like the most stupid one of this season.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. Yeah,
but it's still pretty good. They're all like enjoyable, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. Witch. Can we just jump it straight in? Witch. Should I use that just to punctuate all of my sentences? Witch.
Which is it's like over on the radio. It just lets me know when you're done talking.
We've lost our comrade, witch. Can you repeat that, witch?
He is replaceable, witch.
Should we begin?
Yes.
At the very beginning.
Gilles is very pissed off that Buffy...
Who the fuck is Gilles? Oh. Who the fuck is Gilles? When is it up in France? Hey?
Hey, last week's episode was set in Ireland, / sort of Somerset, sort of Liverpool-ish.
Yeah, this one's brought to you by fucking a bunch of lads on a... The trip to Cannes. There we go.
Watch some films, buy some beer. Duty free.
Which is the tagline for our Patreon. No, fucking hell, yeah.
She wants to be a cheerleader.
Yeah. I wish that cheerleading was a bigger thing over here as it is in America. Because it does, I think it's kind of, it looks awesome.
Oh, see, I feel the exact opposite.
I knew you would.
I'm glad it's not a thing here and I think it's stupid anywhere it is a thing.
Now, like, when people are, like, really good at it and it's like a gymnastic exercise, the stuff they do is fucking amazing. I wish that we had more of that. It was like a bigger thing so we could see people do that kind of shit here. Like feats, you know?
I guess, but then why not just be a dance troupe?
Well, because they're different entities, you know? It's nice to have a bit of variety.
I guess.
Plus, like, cheerleading and dance, it's like when you are, like, competing in, like, cheerleading contests, there's not enough similarity. There's so much more, like, gymnastic stuff in, like, a cheerleading performance.
Yeah.
When it's, like, a proper, like, it's, like, a spectacle to watch. In fact, she tries that for cheerleading, and I was like, this is...
What? I thought you were speaking German, then.
I thought you were signalling to the Axis powers then, Gibson. Sorry, Tom.
Getting super on board with Giles and his books.
Now, Giles is just like, you should be training. She's like, I am training. I'm doing gymnastics. Fuck you. Anyway, you'll just sit here with your books. I'm the one doing shit. You fucking pig dirt. Anyway, she goes to tryouts. And, of course, we get the obligatory, y'all ready for this? I'm doing a dance, by the way. Yeah, it's not that song, but it should be. And she's doing that and fucking hell.
Yeah. And also fucking Cynthia. What's her name?
Cordelia.
Cordelia.
Malibu Stacey. Yeah,
she just comes up and starts talking to Willow. And Willow's like, oh yeah, did you hear? And I'm like, they don't do that.
No, I think she was like talking to like the group at large. It seemed to me that Willow just happened to be like.
And Willow turns around and responds. And oh yeah, did you hear this
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, because she says something to Willow like, ugh.
Yeah.
She goes, ugh.
All right.
Then she spits in her eye and does a little poo on the floor. That's you.
Watch me spit in its eye. Anyway, the really stretchy girl goes first.
Yes, and her hands catch on fire, to cut a long story short. Yeah. Not a long story, just a few minutes. Not even that, 30 seconds. I saved you 30 seconds of time, guys. But your hands catch on fire. She's on fire, Willow says. She's burning hot.
She's hot.
Yeah. Willow, you're lesbian, not until season 3. Okay.
What? Spoilers.
It's not that much. Actually, no, it's not season 3. It's season 4. Get hints in season 3. It's fine. So fucking hell, yeah, but no, what Willow means when someone's burning hot, they're on fire, is that the girl's hands sit on fire.
Literally on fire. Willow yeah. doesn't know how to use slang.
Yes. What would you say?
I would say...
Ooh, she's scratching. She's
I totally would be jerking. Less ambiguous. I would say her hands have caught fire.
Her hands are from it. Yeah, and then title sequence, I think.
Yeah.
Buffy. Yeah, and so they're fucking like, oh, fucking hell, how did that happen?
Fucking hell.
So they go to the lab bibliothèque. I'm on fire, Giles. So they go to the library, the bibliothèque. They're like, oh, research. Tap, 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 tap.
Classic.
Yeah, not even looking at the keyboard.
This library.
Yeah, there is no keyboard. So they're like, ah, oh, what was that about? Spontaneous human combustion? No, there must be something more.
Yes, we're living at the Hellmouth. There's a whole heap of different fiends and weird shit that lives here.
Yes, like vampires. Do you know about vampires, Buffy?
Vampires?
And tigers? No. yeah, and fucking Amy, who's our side character in this episode.
Yes, is totally wigging out about the cheerleader tryouts.
I love that word. I love that. And I never had like a, I don't get enough opportunities to like put that into a sentence.
I'm pretty sure it means when you're really like stressing out about something, you start
freak out.
You start obsessively making wigs.
Le wig, say shig. So fucking stressed, I just made a wig. I put it on, calm right down.
Then start making another one. Gonna be fucking Marilyn Monroe.
Like Marilyn Monroe? Have you ever seen Blood Brothers?
What, the play?
Yeah.
I studied it in like year 9. But
do you remember how every fucking chance the mum gets, she would say, blah, 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 like Marilyn Monroe in it?
No.
I fucking hated it so much. She's like, oh, I dropped a saucepan. Like Marilyn Monroe. Oh fuck, I've overdosed. Like Marilyn. Anyway, Amy doesn't do well in tryouts. She's totally wigging, man. But she doesn't do well. She's like, fuck, I didn't do well. So Amy's like, oh, fuck me fucking mom. She wants me to do well.
Fuck me fucking mom.
She used to be a bit cheerleader back in the day. And Buffy's like, well, you ain't gotta like try and be anyone. You ain't gonna be like your mom. She's like, but if I'm not, then what am I?
You are nothing.
I'm the Slayer. You're just no one.
You're just a peripheral character in this one episode.
You don't even have a last name.
Yeah. You're just Amy.
It's Amy like fucks off.
She totally fucks off.
Yeah. And then, but she does like give a little speech about how her mum was like the star cheerleader back in the day.
Yeah.
They called her...
Catherine the Great.
That's it.
Which is a Russian Queen reference. Anne.
Huh? It's Russian.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know that name, but I didn't know it was Russian.
Yeah. She married one of the Tsars and tried to do things, and I don't know much else.
She tried to bring capitalism to the country, and they're like, no.
No, 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 no.
No, we have a box here called communism. We're going to open it soon. She's like, oh, okay. But don't peek inside, okay? Even a little bit, no, okay.
Let's have... The famous Soviet tale, Pandora's communist box.
Catherine's box. Not her vagina, her actual box. Catherine's...
But don't open either.
Don't open either. One smells and one ruins society.
Which one's which?
Either way, no bread for you today. So, fucking hell. They have the results of the tryout get stuck on the board. On the board!
Stuck on the board.
Yeah. Amy and Buffy go to the board. Not the board, the cork board.
They go to the board and say, we want to dispute these cheerleader results.
But yeah, they didn't. They got like second and third alternate while Cordelia got like on the team. And Amy almost fucked up Cordelia's chances by bumping into her during the tryouts. Cordelia's like, you're fucking lucky, bitch.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Didn't fucking mean to bump into you.
So I've got bumping in syndrome. And then in a weird twist of fate, the next day, Cordelia goes to school. She has got eyes. I was going to say she hasn't got eyes. That'd be weird. Because you'd notice that kind of thing, wouldn't you? But now she fucking goes to school and she is losing her vision.
She goes to school and like she actually has a fucking... I think it's like right after she has a fucking little go at Amy in the locker room. She goes out to her like driver's ed class.
I think it's the next day.
Amy has to go home and
cast a spell.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah. Right after that scene in the locker room, she goes home and casts a spell.
Yeah.
Then... Cynthia.
Malibu Stacy.
Malibu Stacy.
My spider's pants is tingling. Anyone call for a web slinger?
Said her driving instructor.
Fucking hell, she goes, driver's ed, which we don't have in the UK. And I'm like, why? I would have loved to have had that in school instead of having to fucking pay for lessons.
Is it not just driving lessons?
Yeah, but it's called driver's ed.
What, it's like a class at school?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, yeah. I didn't know that.
And I'm like, how fucking lucky? Fucking. You're a lucky chicken. How fucking lucky are you to have that at school?
She's so flucky.
She's a star.
But she flies.
But she don't get too far because she's a chicken. They're mostly land-based mammals. But they're not mammals. They give birth to unlive young. Britney, I don't think this is working.
So Britney's like scratch demo of that song.
No, this is the song.
It's fine, we'll give it to the studio and the producer, they'll make it work.
Every song we record, she wants to talk about birds that can't fly.
Do you think it's a metaphor?
So yeah, Buffy, Cordelia runs out into the street after she crashed their driver's ed car. This is the thing, right? So when someone wanders out into a street and a car is coming towards them, in most things, the car doesn't slow down.
Yeah.
Even though it can see them. And I'm like, that's
it just
so,
beeps the horn. Yeah. It goes like, beep, beep,
but this guy didn't even do that. He did, a truck just barrels towards her.
Maybe he was reading a book.
Maybe.
I've seen them do that before.
Really?
As you're driving on the motorway, he looked at this like lorry next to me. The driver just had a book up on the steering wheel, just
holy
reading it.
Fuck.
I was like, Jesus, man.
Oh my God. Fucking hell. So fucking hell, and Buffy rescues. She rescues Cordelia.
She rustles her up.
Yeah, from the car. Not car. She saves her from the truck.
She saves her from the... She just, like, manifests her inner Edward Cullen and puts her hand out and...
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Can you imagine?
And the car, like, totally, like, imploded around Buffy.
Yeah, and, like, just crushes into her hand and then flips over the pair of them.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Cordelia's like, I didn't see any of that. Yeah.
Therefore, I still think you're a regular teenage girl with childhood trauma.
But yeah, and then Cordelia's like, I can't see anything. And her eyes are like completely like whited out. And it's like, oh, God.
They've wigged out.
And then Buffy's like, to Giles, like, Giles?
And he's like, oh, I'm terribly sorry.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to put my finger there at all. What were you saying?
I'm sorry, Buffy. I'm supposed to be the watcher.
But today I felt like a feeler. Anyway, not the shoe brand. She's like, look, what is the common like denominator between these people? They're all people who were...
They're
like,
cheerleaders.
Yeah, and they're all people who are on the team. So maybe it's someone who's not on the team who's doing this.
Or someone who wants to be on the team, or someone who wants to be a cheerleader too much.
Yes.
They're like, it's Amy. It's got to be Amy.
Yeah, and they're like, how can we tell? And he's like, there's a test. If we give her this pencil and pad and ask her these questions, she doesn't get all three right. She's a witch. What are the questions? Are you a communist? Well, yeah. Giles is like, yeah, you put this in this and this and mix them together. And then you pour it on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she scolds bad, she's a witch. She gets third degree burns. She's also a witch.
If she dies, she was innocent.
Yes. Is this a risk you want to take, Buffy? We gotta find out who's hurting the cheerleader. Yeah. So they go to fucking class and they mix in because Willow's like, oh, one of the ingredients is like hydrochloric. It's not hydrochloric acid, but it sounds like that. It's like, we need to mix that with her bit of her hair and Eye of Newt, but Eye of Frog seems to be fine.
Yeah.
And so they start mixing it in class and then Buffy manages to get a bit of hair from her brush in her bag, but pretending to draw off a pen.
Mm.
It's like, oh, sorry, I'm a klutz.
Sorry, I'm a klutz. Let me.
Sorry, I'm a cunt.
Sorry, I'm such a cunt. Let me reach in here and grab a clump of your hair.
Yeah. Well, she just rips it out of her head and says, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
And then Buffy puts it in the pot and they stir it and they put it in a test tube and give it to Buffy again. Buffy's like, I'm going to spill it all over. And she does. And the liquid turns blue. Buffy's like,
Uber turned blue. Fucking hell. She's a fucking smurf. Look at her little hat.
Then a girl in the class, like right after this, turns around and she's another cheerleader. Her mouth's been like sealed shut.
Yeah, so she can't lead any cheers.
Ah, that makes so much sense.
I guess that's why.
Yeah. So everyone's like, oh, fucking hell.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Amy, what you see?
Take the fucking hat off.
So Amy goes home. We see Amy go home and she
is super mean to her mum.
Yeah. And
she's like, do my fucking homework.
Yeah, she's like, I got a history thing due tomorrow. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah, and Buffy, like, she thinks I don't know what she's doing, still in my hair. But look what I have. She pulls out a chain that Buffy was wearing, I guess.
Oh, yeah, the thing that Xander gave her at the start of the episode.
Oh, I must have totally missed that. I was like, why?
Yeah, he gave her a thing that says, like, always love or always true. And he's like, oh, that they all said that.
That's weird. He's only known her for, like, a week.
Yeah, but, you know, he's a teenage boy and she real hot.
That is also true.
But then so is Willow.
I think it's just that they've known each other too long. Yeah. That's why Xander doesn't see her.
Yeah, she's just invisible.
Yeah.
I fancy Willow way more than Buffy at this point.
Me too, but only for this season.
Well, I'll let you know. Let you know which way it points.
Hey, kids, want to buy a sundial? Anyways. So fucking hell. Next day, Buffy wakes up and she's feeling super cool. She's singing Macho Man.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, as if that was a song that she's heard recently.
Yeah.
But it's like, macho man. And Mom's like, you're awfully chipper. Buffy's like, yeah.
You want to throw some branches in me?
Mom's like, I thought you never are. Anyway, so fucking hell. Buffy goes to school and she cheers like she's never cheered before. But she's also acting kind of reckless, like she's drunk.
Yeah, she's going way over the top and everyone's like, Buffy.
Yeah, buffet.
A buffet.
Yeah, she's like, sorry.
Stop laying that vampire and get in formation.
Okay, Buffy, now let's get in formation. Beyonce, 2016. Anyway, so fucking
don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, Buffy accidentally throws a cheerleader across the gym. I did like that bit. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, she throws her. She throws a girl. She totally throws a girl.
Yeah, she throws a girl. Throws it down hard, man.
Yeah.
That's what Matt's for.
That's what Matt's are for. Yeah, exactly. Why is they fucking whinging about it?
Xander and Willow show up and they're like, she's just on medication.
She's fine.
Took her away now.
And then the I don't know, queen cheerleader is like, well, I don't care what she's on. She's not on the team anymore.
Why is she on the team? Because she was the second alternate, right?
Yeah, because they keep having to replace people because people's various things.
So I wonder
if
the girl without the lips was the first. Is there a first alternate? There must be if there's a second one, right?
Yeah.
So maybe she was the first alternate that was going to replace Cordelia. Then she got taken out, then Buffy was replacing her. And then Amy is going to replace Buffy.
Yes.
It seems like it would have been a better idea just to cast a spell to make you a dynamite cheerleader.
Well, that's what she does with the body switch, isn't it?
No, she puts herself back into herself thinking that she has all the skills. Wouldn't you, just in case, just make a spell to make it that you were awesome, like more awesome than you could ever possibly be?
Yeah.
Straight away, and then she would have gotten the team.
Wait, puts herself back into herself?
No, when she switched bodies, which is what she does, guys, we'll tell you in a bit. But, like, wouldn't it have been easier just to switch bodies and then cast a spell to make herself, like, extra super gymnastic and stuff to make her the best cheerleader that ever existed.
Yeah, but she already was that, though, wasn't she?
I get the feeling that she kind of, I think as her own hubris, thinking that she was still going to be awesome, and yet she wasn't. Because if she still knew all the skills.
Yeah, because I guess she'd already done the body switch by the time she did the cheerleader tryouts.
I assume so.
Yeah, she did the stumble thing. Maybe she did the stumble thing and at that point was like, all right, fuck you, we're switching bodies.
Oh, maybe. That would make some, yeah, maybe. But when she was talking later, that it seemed like it had been done a while ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I think you're right. That does make more sense. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, so they take Buffy in back to the La Bibliothèque. And they're like, Giles, Buffy.
Can we stop calling the library La Bibliothèque? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yes, I only speak British.
We call it the library.
Yeah. Or the librari.
The Liberace.
Fucking hell, Buffy, come sit down.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, she's got a blood curse. The blood curse is upon her.
Say it, Eve was weak.
Subscribe to our Patreon to get that joke.
He's like, oh, she's got the bloodstone vein. She'll be dead within a couple of hours. Hours. Anyway, he's like, Buffy, close your legs and we need to remedy you. Here, put your thumb in this pumpkin and let's sneeze on her. They're like, what? But he's like, well, she's only got a couple of hours. And they're like, oh, what are we going to do? And then she's like, look, it's definitely Amy. How do we stop her? And Giles' like, we need to find her fucking book.
Or just cut off her head.
Yeah. And Zahn's like, fine, I'll get a sword or something. Maybe he doesn't say that. Giles' like, no, we've got to find a book.
He just draws a sword that he's had this whole time.
Anyway, so fucking hell, they're like, let's go find the book. So they go to Amy's house, Buffy and Giles.
Yeah, and I don't quite get why he brings Buffy, because she's like super weak, right? And he almost has
I
a carrier
the
there.
Exact same thing. Just leave her there to enjoy her last moments.
Die.
just give her a Game Boy and pull the shades.
Yeah.
So they go to Amy's house and her mum's there. She's like, you can't come in. I was like, we're coming in. She's like, okay. And then Buffy knows she's eating brownies and that she seems like weird. So she's like, Amy's like, yeah. And she's like, and then we get like a dinner and we cut.
Yeah, her. Buffy just knows that there's been a body switch.
Yeah. Which I guess, I mean, the way the actress plays, I was like, yeah, I can see.
I knew it as well, just from the way that, from the private scene we saw earlier. I was like, I bet they've done it the old switcheroo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was a bit like, that's some strong intuition from Buffy to have such confidence in it to just be like, you've switched bodies.
Well, she said her name first and Amy didn't react badly.
Yeah.
She went, what? And Buffy might have changed tack.
Yeah, what? She's like, oh, sorry. I see from your switch of accents that I've overstepped the mark. What?
So Amy's like, oh, just one, my mom was always a bitch. And then one day I woke up and I was in her bed.
Show me on the doll.
Buffy's like, why? And then Amy's like, because she wants to relive her glory days. Yeah, so fucking Buffy's like, where does she do her magic?
In her magic room.
Yeah, with her magic box.
With her magic cat and a magic broom.
These are all euphemisms, by the way. Buffy's like, oh, Amy, you crazy cat. And Amy's like, euphemisms. Oh, Amy. So they go upstairs to the attic.
Yeah.
And they fucking find all kinds of shit.
They find all the witchy shit.
Yeah, Giles opens the box and the cat comes out. He's like, oh, there's a pussy in there.
Yeah, that's also a euphemism. Can you guess what it means?
Buffy's like, vagina? And he's like,
no.
No, Buffy. I was talking about a feline.
It's not much of a euphemism then, is it?
Yes. I said pussy. That's just another word for it. What?
You've got a fever. You've got the blood curse. Just lie down.
Say it.
Stop talking about vaginas.
Anyway, fucking hell. And then he finds her book. And he's like, I got the book.
Got the fucking book.
I got the fucking book. Thought he had one in stock, but I got it. And so they're like, let's go back to the school. So they gather the things and all three of them go back to the school to undo the curse.
Yeah, Giles like carries her. And they start the spell in the science lab.
Yeah.
And there's a whole thing while like Amy's sort of switching back and forth between her and her mum's like, but I don't know, have we explained this properly? She's switched bodies with her mum.
We say switch bodies quite a few times. Yeah, they start the spell in a science lab. Not thinking to like restrain the mother who they're trying to switch the bodies back. And I was like, that was foolish.
Yeah, because they're going to switch back and then suddenly you're going to be in the room with a full-fledged witch.
Yes.
And she's going to be doing all kinds of witchy shit.
I wish that you have switched. So Buffy's on the table dying and Giles like, oh, don't die yet.
Don't die yet. Yes, I mean soon, but not yet.
Yes. At least let me put it in first and then you can pass away.
Is it technically necrophilia if they die during?
Yes, warm in, cold out.
The reverse oven, I call it.
Or a Soviet oven, anyway.
Just loses power halfway through.
That's what you get when the power's run by the stage. Anyway, so they do the spell and it works, but like Amy like kind of makes her way to the room before they can complete it and starts trying to, she goes to kill Buffy with an axe that she's picked up in the hallway.
Yeah, like mid-axe swing, she gets her body switched back and she's like, oh no.
Oh no, Buffy.
Oh no, I don't want to kill Buffy.
No, I don't want to put an axe in you. On this day. And then fucking hell, but her mum's come back.
Yeah, and then there's a little fight. And then the witch, her mum, the witch, the main witch.
Yeah, she's like, I look upon my enemy. I look upon her and Corseth will take her. Or something like that. And a big spell comes out.
Yeah,
and
Buffy's like, okay, mirror.
I was like, where'd that mirror come from?
It flipped down from the ceiling.
But why would you have that in a
But wow.
Anyway, fucking hell, the mum gets taken away into a dark place which you don't see.
Yeah. And then we cut to Buffy back at home and she love her mum.
Yeah, she's like, oh, mum, do you want to try putting wood in me again? Mum's like, I fucking never ask.
Now you're over your blood curse.
Yes. Now you're all clean and less goopy. Let's put things in you. Okay. Quick, Giles, have me that coffee table. Anyway, and then back at school, Buffy's like to Amy, oh, how are you doing? Are you with your dad? And she's like, yeah, I'm with my dad. Depending on my daddy. And Buffy's like, that's good. And then she's like, do you know where your mom went? And then Amy's like, wherever she is, I don't think we'll have to worry. So Buffy's like, oh, I'm sure wherever she is, it's nowhere good. And then we zoom into the statue, the cheerleading statue in the cabinet.
Mm.
I mean, the eyes open and we hear like, and yeah, then the episode ends. And I was like, I liked that ending. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And awful as well, as in like, oh, can you imagine being stuck in the statue forever?
Yeah, but also, you know, if you're going to be witchy, that's what you get.
It's your own fault.
Yeah, don't be witchy, guys. End up in a
statue.
Or be
witchy, but in a good way.
Be a good witch.
Yeah. Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
And remember, only bad witches are ugly.
Yeah. Fucking hell. And then Karina at the end of that episode.
And into the start of the next episode.
Yeah. Teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet.
Yeah.
We start out in...
biology!
We start out in Xander dream sequence.
Yeah.
And he's like saving Buffy from a vampire and then he's like, I'll be right back. I've just got to play this sick guitar solo on stage.
I love that because that's like exactly what that kind of daydream like is. Yeah. But they're in biology and Buffy's...
hasn't done her homework.
And Xander is drooling and Willow is in the corner being all ginger.
She's not that ginger yet at the moment.
That's true. She's just... No, she's ginger enough.
Yeah.
She's ginger enough for her to sit on a separate table, I feel. But yeah,
ginger Buffy enough to need to read Giles' book.
And Buffy gets called out in class for not doing the homework. Because the teacher's like, how do ants communicate? And then Willow's trying to mouth out the words like a smell, touch. And Buffy's like, what, B.O.? And I'm like, oh, you're such an idiot.
Yeah, you're fucking dumb, Buffy.
Yeah, you're a Duffy, Buffy.
Yeah.
Not Duffy's in the singer who was good for like 5 minutes and then went away.
Who had a few songs and then disappeared for ages.
Yeah.
She was waiting at Warwick Avenue for too long.
Yeah. Warwick Avenue.
That's maybe the worst joke I've ever done on this podcast.
Well, I clearly enjoyed it. Fucking hell, yeah. And then after class, the teacher's like, Buffy, you know, no, it's not English. Like, Buffy, you know what? Yeah. Buffy, you know what?
Hey, Buffy, you know what? You gotta do your homework, Buffy.
Yeah, you know, you could be someone real cool if you want to be. Just work hard, need all the vegetables. Wanna be? Spice Girls. It's like, what year is it? She's like, 97. Like, what month? Late September. Yes, okay. That's a reference that will pass. Yeah. And I was like, you know, you could really be someone if you work hard and you do your vegetables and something else.
If you eat like, your vegetables. Yes, you could excel in this class and therefore I will accept nothing else. Yeah. He's telling her off for not having done her homework, but he's being a nice guy about it.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, nice guys get eaten by insects, though.
They do. Better than finishing last, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Dr. Gregory dies.
He does. He gets taken by some insect blade by the Pokemon Scyther.
He gets taken by Farfetch'd. It's like, I don't like Sitter.
It's a leak.
Same difference in my opinion. They're all cruciferous vegetables I can't stand. Anyway, so fucking hell. They go, Buffy does things. She goes to the bronze. An angel shows up and he's like, oh man, I got stabbed by a fork. And she's like, what?
You here to give me some sort of vague information that you could be much more helpful with again?
Yeah, there's a guy who got a fork in his bag. She's like, what? And he's like, here, take my jacket. You look cold. I can see your nips.
She's like, what?
And before she knows it, he disappeared into a puff of grey smoke.
Yeah, she's trying to desperately cover her nips, but he's seen everything.
Yeah, so she just pours some hot water on them and hopes for the best.
Yeah, over her white t-shirt.
And fucking hell, next day they're talking to her and Willow are talking to Xander about stuff. He's like, you know, the Dr. Gregory's like disappeared.
Disappeared? And she's like, really?
And Willow's like, oh, but he's the only teacher who didn't think that Buffy was a felon.
Yeah. And then, ba-bam!
Yeah.
Woman pulls up
Dude
in a car.
Looks like a lady. Man, just looks like a lady.
Yes. And this, both the camera angles and the music tell me that this woman is hot and will be a desirable character for the males.
She's like proper like 90s hot.
Yeah. Like, well, this all I need is the slow camera pan from feet to head with like a kind of like walk like a badass rock music soundtrack, yeah, and slow
walk
motion.
Walk like a badass, talk like a badass.
If it does that, then I know that I find this woman attractive. That's Wait. How that's how the TV tells me.
I thought she looked a bit like Xena.
The Warrior Princess?
Obviously.
I didn't want it to be ambiguous with the other Xenas that I know.
They go to lunch and Cordelia's like, oh, my doctor prescribed me a special lunch. It's in the fridge. And so she goes to the fridge and she opens it and there's a fucking dead body inside.
Fucking dead body inside. Yes, old science boy without his head.
Yeah. Oh, God. And they all scream. She screams, he screams, they all scream for ice cream.
Yes.
And then...
Exactly. And then there's a little scene in the bibliothèque where Giles is like, oh, well, it's all a mystery. I mean, a couple of nights there was an incident in the park where a homeless man got ripped to shreds. But this doesn't seem like the same thing.
No, he still had his head.
But I'm sure the fact that I'm mentioning it in this episode means that it can and will be related somehow.
Yes.
So she's the science teacher that replaces the guy that went missing.
It's like, I'm Natalie French. Today we're going to learn about mantises, praying mantises. Yeah. And people are like, and she's like, what do we know about them?
Why would she be teaching that?
Buffy's she's, like, they're like gross.
I just
stuff.
Think this episode is badly written, to be honest.
It's not a good episode. It's not terrible. That it's only bad because the Mantis. If the Mantis had like awesome CGI at the end, I reckon
maybe it would be better. Yeah. But I wrote, she's the new science teacher, and now the music is telling us that she's the villain of this episode. Probably some kind of insect lady who's going to prey on the boys in the school.
Yes.
Which is not entirely accurate. She doesn't prey on them technically, but I pretty much got a spot on.
Yeah, she's like, no, they're not ugly. They're beautiful creatures. And why are they beautiful? Because they rip off their partner's heads and make them spunkle over eggs. And then that's lovely.
Just like fish.
Yeah, just like fish. A black piranha fish. You know, with awful teeth. I'm a piranha. She pours a bottle of baby over herself and turns into a little fish.
Just flapping on the desk. Yeah. Quick, someone get me a stone. I'll evolve into a Gyarados.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so then after that, Buffy goes hunting for a fork vampire guy. And then she chases him, and he ends up, like, kind of creeping up alongside Natalie French. And he goes to attack her, but she turns around and gives him a death stare, and he's like...
Yeah, and he's like, oh, no, I'm going to take my fork and run away.
Ew, she's a fucking bug. Buffy, she's a bug.
I fucking hate bugs. I get through the prongs of my fork.
I'm fucking allergic. Where's my EpiPen? And Buffy's like, that was so weird.
Super weird.
So then she, next day, she goes to like, goes to class.
Oh yeah, and the principal's all like, no, you need to go and see the counsellor. Because
she's like, no,
you've...
but I gotta go and do a thing. He's like,
no, you're gonna go to the counsellor.
And he goes and she sits down. I was like, you could have just gone after he left.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she goes to class. She's late for class. The next class,
and then the teacher does while Buffy's looking through the window of the door, does the full like 180 degree head turn thing.
Yeah, and I was like, you wouldn't do that.
Why would you do that? It makes no sense. This is a terrible episode.
And then the teacher's like, you know what, Xander, do you want to come to my house tonight to fuck?
And he's like, yes.
Yes. And was like, oh, yeah, sure, boss. And she's like, no, do you want to come around my house to talk about stuff, like an assignment?
And fucking.
Like, yeah, sure, I'll bring marshmallows. She's like, sure. We'll see how many can fit up there.
They're real squishy.
Ooh, but burn them first. Buffy like does research, like what the fuck spins its head like 180 degrees?
An owl?
A owl.
Wow.
And then they come across praying mantis, I guess.
Yes.
And then Jar's
mantis
like...
Mantis de praying.
Yeah, de pre.
My name is Mantis Dupree.
I can't have sex with your family. So anyway, Giles is like, I'll do more research. So he ducks around the counter and fucking gets out his file of facts and reads it.
Yeah, meanwhile Willow's doing actual research.
Yeah, on the web.
Yeah.
What was she going to? I think she's probably putting in like in Carter 97.
Yeah, or she's just go like, oh, mantis.com, no, prayingmantis.com.
Prayingmantisfucks.com.
Headswivel.com.
Yeah, prayingmantisfucksvirgins.com.
.org? Found it.
Buffy is .gov. Yeah. In Soviet Union, mantis is you. So, fucking hell. So they find Giles comes out with his answers. He's like, I called a gentleman in England and asked him what the fuck this is all about. And he said, I've heard stories of a she-mantis, a giant praying mantis that preys on virgins to fertilize their eggs and spread things.
Yes.
Like AIDS, Buffy. Why do you wear a condom? Well, not you. Unless you wear a femidome, but it can so easily get lost.
Well, when I'm fighting the mantis...
Anytime, yes. Buffy. Here's a jar of olive oil and some salad tongs. Good luck. Anyway, we cut to fucking Xander's going around to Natalie's house.
Yeah, and she's being very forward, if I may say.
Yes. She's like, did you bring the marshmallows? She's like, yeah.
Did you pre-roast them?
It's like, I forgot. She's like, fine, just put them in your mouth, let them dissolve a bit, and then get to it.
Just make sure they're all gooey.
Yeah. Put them in this bag of icing and squeeze it through the hole. I want you to pipe me, Xander. Meanwhile, they're trying to find out where this fucking teacher is, because Willow's like, or Buffy's like, one of them was like, Xander's gone around to her house.
Oh, yeah. So they find an address on the school system, and then they go around there.
And it's a little old lady.
It's just some fucking old woman.
It's like, I'm Natalie French. I used to teach biology. I retired in 1972. I ain't taught biology in 25 years. Yeah. And then Buffy's like, no, this isn't the right Natalie French. And the teacher's like, oh, but I'm right here, sweetheart.
Yeah, she used her fucking fake identity.
Yeah. So they're like, what can we do? So Buffy's like, I got an idea. So she goes into a storm drain and pulls out the fork vampire. And it's like...
the fork pyre.
Or the vampork. And then...
And he's like, forking up.
Forking is a slayer. And she's like, I need you to just sniff out a bug for me.
Yeah, so she like, leads him all through the streets.
Yeah, until he gets to a house that he doesn't want to go near. She's like, this is it. This is the house, isn't it? And then he cuts through his bindings and attacks her. And she stabs him with a fucking... What's it called? Fence.
She stabs him with a fence.
What do you call like a...
It's like a 20-meter long fence. Yeah, she stabs him with the whole fence.
Rips the whole thing out of the fucking patio. Not the patio, that would be concrete.
The lawn. The Lawn Tennis Association.
Actually, I guess she takes out like a picket from the fence.
Fence post?
I don't know. What do you call it?
A fence plank.
She pulls out of her plank and then she stabs him with... So there's a few episodes where we don't see vampires turn to dust. They get stabbed and they kind of like just fall off screen.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to hear the sound effect.
Yeah. Or at least here, there's a bit in... Is it episode... I think it's the end of episode 2. She stabs a vampire with a pool cue off screen.
Yeah.
The pool cue, like, she just jabs it to the right off screen. And, like, you see the pool cue stick in something and it goes... Yeah. What I was really hoping would happen... is that we'd see like a sort of poof and the pool cue would just drop. And I was like, that would have been awesome. But there's vampire like falls over with it.
There's a weird thing, because sometimes when you stab a vampire with something and then leave it in them, that turns to dust as well. Then other times, if she stabs me like a big thing, then it doesn't. I'm like...
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes the stake seems to disappear with the vampire.
Yeah. And it's never quite clear. Usually the stake does if they leave it in them. If it's like a big bit of wood and it doesn't, I'm like, no. I need hard, fast rules.
What happens? I need wood rules.
Yes. I need to know when I can put it in and when it's going to disappear.
When I'm going to get it back and when I'm not.
And so they're like, this is the house. They get inside and Xander's been taken down into the basement.
Yeah, and he's with whatever the fucking douche's name is he's Jimmy been talking Neutron. To. Or Jimmy Neutron. Who's like, yeah, I'm not a virgin, I fuck tons of chicks.
Yeah. And then
you're a pussy.
Yeah, you're a pussy
who gets no pussy.
Isn't that rotten?
Therefore you're nothing. You cancel yourself out.
Xander's like, fuck, what am I gonna do? Because they see the mantis like laying eggs. And then she gets Xander out of the cage ready to do shit.
Yeah, and he's...
Oh, she kisses him with like her weird mouth tentacles. Like,
yeah, meanwhile, Xander has like pulled a bar out of the cage between his and Jimmy Neutron's cage.
The Nicolas cage.
Yeah, he's got a little piece of Nicolas Cage in his hand and he whacks her with it.
Yeah, the best piece.
The nose.
Just whichever is most enthusiastic. And then Buffy and the crew appear. They break him through like the basement window or something?
Yeah, I think so. Because Xander tries to escape. He whacks her with a metal pole and tries to run up the stairs. And she's like, no! And grabs his leg and pulls him down. And then Buffy and the gang are there.
Yeah, Buffy and the gang appear. But then she goes to play a recording that's going to make her go crazy. But it's Giles talking stuff.
Yeah, and he's like, oh no.
She's like, Giles! He's like, it's the wrong side! And then the thing gets knocked out of her hand.
Yeah, it's like bat sounds because mantises hate bats.
I guess so. Maybe bats eat them. They probably eat them.
Probably.
But then she gets the tape and she plays it and the mantis goes, ah! And then Buffy goes,
Meg goes, oh no, bats!
No fucking bats! I don't like sonar! And then Buffy slices her to pieces.
Several pieces?
Yes.
Not just one piece, because then she wouldn't slice her at all.
If she just stuck her with the sword, then she'd still be a piece.
And she'd still have sliced her, I feel.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Look at us reaching a compromise. Took us 3 seasons while we did it. And yeah, fucking hell, next day, they're all like, oh, and that's sad.
Oh, and that's sad, eh?
And Buffy, they got a new biology teacher. Biology!
Yeah, Angel shows up at the club.
Yeah.
And tells...
Shows up at the club. Tells Jackie she bird. Can... He's like, Jackie? Buffy, I got what you need.
Yeah, he tells her that she can keep his jacket.
And she's like, thanks, bro.
And she's like, thanks.
Yeah.
And gives her a sort of vague, well done...
He's wearing like a satin blazer or something, or like a velvet blazer.
I'm getting
like,
real Edward Cullen vibes from this guy.
It's not, you're not wrong, but I think he's way cooler than Edward.
I have no doubt that he will be.
Yeah.
But at the moment.
He's just mysterious boy. Then. Oh, mysterious boy is giving his jacket to you. Baby girl! But yeah, they're fucking hell.
Yeah, and they're back in biology, and at the end of the class, Buffy finds the old science teacher's glasses.
They're still on the table, which surely they would have been collected for evidence by now.
I mean, you'd think this is a fucking dead guy who was found beheaded, and his glasses
in the fridge,
and his glasses are still just there.
Yeah,
but she takes them and puts them respectfully in a jacket, and at the end, we go dun dun dun, and see some eggs.
Which never comes to anything, which really not. Bothers me now.
Aww.
I'm like, yeah, right? I'd have loved in like season 3 for loads of madnesses to show up.
Yeah, be like, ah, like, remember those eggs at the end of that stupid episode in season 1?
I feel like an egg thing happens again in season 2 or something. Or maybe in season 3.
They're just eggs. Eventually the place just becomes overrun with eggs.
Yes.
And then they're like, we can't keep track of whose eggs are whose, so let's
yes,
just...
Yes, exterminate all the women. Cool. Buffy, I hear you're a slayer. Anyway, fucking hell, yeah. And that's the end of the fucking episode.
Sure is.
So, fucking hell, if you guys want more of our fucking lovely jubblies, then fucking join up to our Patreon where we give the Polyred treatment to your favourite films. Our series is called Polyred at the Movies.
Yes, or Polyred or Cinema if you're feeling continental.
Yes, or douchey like Tom. So, yep. patreon.com/Polyred. It's $3.99 a month. Get 2 episodes a month. That's all you could ever ask for.
Yeah, I mean, you could ask for more episodes a month, but fuck you.
Yeah! No, don't. Seriously, love us.
Yeah, please. And follow us on Instagram and or Twitter.
On Instagram.
Don't follow us on Twitter. You can if you want, but like, there's very little that happens.
I don't think I've looked at our Twitter in 2 years.
I don't think I have either. So follow us on Instagram. It's at PaulieRedPod. And we actually post stuff there from time to time.
Yes, we always do. And that's where you can get all the latest updates from us here in the Polyred offices.
Yes.
Where it's just me and Tom pounding ferociously on a typewriter.
That's how we recorded our intro sound.
Also, fucking hell, what can I get our merch stuff on?
I have fucking merch. PaulieRed.redbubble.com.
Yes, where you can get a whole selection of t-shirts and memorabilia.
Yes. Memorabilium.
What?
Is that if you just want to buy one.
Yeah, and without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
I can't remember what the fucking sign out was.
Make a new one.
And Buffy! Ha 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 ha!